the season.
It's time for the Spectrum pregame show. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifted in the air to left field, long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. It's the final edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball here in the 2022 campaign. The Clippers enter play today 20 games over 500. It's been a very good season on the field for the Clippers, but unfortunately for the hometown heroes, they play in the toughest division in all of AAA, and only the division winner makes the playoffs. So Columbus will not be playoff bound this year. Nashville has won the West. They will represent the IL West in the playoffs. The Durham Bulls have won the East Division. They will be the two International League teams locking horns on the first day of October in Las Vegas. The Clippers, meanwhile, finish up the season tonight against the Indianapolis Indians. The Clippers in the first two games of the series have had all the offense. They have outscored Indy 24-2 so far, 17-1 on opening night. Yesterday was a 7-1 Clippers victory. Logan Allen was very good on the mound. The bullpen was good as well, and the offense just keeps on chugging along. The Clippers did it without a home run yesterday. They took advantage of free base runners, wild pitches, and pass balls as well. Connor Pilkington is on the hill for Columbus today, trying to finish off his season on a high note. We'll get you the starting lineups and first pitch coming up right after these words.
Hey, Columbus fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You'll also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Clippers!
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
We are here back at the stadium, Huntington Park, the site of the finale of the 2022 season. Glad to have you along from the Arena District. Ryan Mitchell and Scott Leo here. Let's get you the starting lineups for tonight's ballgame, brought to you as always by Donato's. Fans, the Pep 150 is back with more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's, every piece is important. Indianapolis bats first. It'll be Travis Swaggerty leading things off, the right fielder, followed by Drew Maggi, the former Clipper and shortstop. Andy Rodriguez will bat third and play catcher. Blake Sable will be the designated hitter, cleaning up. Brent Sita bats fifth in left field. Aaron Shackelford, the second baseman, sixth, followed by Hunter Owen at third base. Mason Martin is at first. He's the eight hitter. Jared Oliva at the bottom of the order will bat ninth for the Indianapolis Indians today. For the Columbus Clippers, it's the left fielder, Richie Palacios, at the top of the order, batting second. Oscar Mercado in center field. Bo Naylor behind home plate will bat third. Jonkenzie Noel at first base will do the cleaning up. Nolan Jones is in right field. He's the five-hitter, batting sixth. The shortstop, Jose Tana. And the bottom third of the order for Andy Tracy's nine today. Gavin Collins, the designated hitter. Jose Fermin at third base. And Mitch Tolman at second. Game time conditions. Well, it is a cloudy day. It is a cool and cloudy day here in the Arena District. Clippers in Indianapolis will play in the 50s. I've got it at 58 degrees right now with winds blowing out toward right field at about 7 miles per hour. Game time conditions presented by the Ohio Lottery. Clippers in the home whites, led out by left-hander Connor Pilkington. The black C-Bus jerseys to finish off the 2022 campaign. Brand new jerseys this year for the Clippers. Black trimmed in that Carolina blue. C-Bus in white with the ship on the chest. Black caps, baby blue brim, and that Clippership on the crown as well. For Indianapolis, road gray pants, crimson jerseys, black caps. All right, one more time, fans. Let's have baseball. First pitch, check swing, foul ball, and we are underway at 6:15, right on time. Pilkington making his final appearance of the 2022 season at the minor league level. Who knows, there's still an opportunity in the big leagues. They will play a few more games and roster moves can happen. Pilkington as a Clipper this year, 2-5 with an ERA of 6.00. Those numbers aren't very good. He's pitched better than that, I would say, overall. And in the majors, his numbers are better than that. He's 1-2 for the Guardians in 11 starts and a few bullpen appearances as well with a 4.41 earned run average. Two balls, one strike to count. Lefty-lefty matchup. Swaggerty waits. Here it comes. And it is just low 3-1. Matt Brown calling the balls and strikes today. John Bacon, the crew chief at first base. Derek Thomas at third. That's the umpiring crew. Pilkington rocks, fires, and misses outside for ball four. So the ball game begins with a base on balls. Not how you draw it up. It'll bring up Drew Maggi.
One last chance to improve those stats. Finish up the campaign on a high note. You're hitting 299. Today's the day to get to 300. ERA's just over four. Can finish in the threes.
Logan Allen had a good start yesterday to finish on a high note. It had been a rough AAA debut for the left-hander. Pilkington throws a fastball to Drew Maggi. That's up out of the zone for ball one.
Now, I would say Connor is working at his normal pace right now, which is sometimes not the case on the final day of the season. You get guys who are up there swinging quick. You get pitchers who are working quick.
Runner goes on a pitch high and no throw from Bo Naylor. So an uncontested stolen base. And again, another pitch out of the strike zone. You're absolutely right. Final day of the season. No playoff spots on the line. You are typically going to see more first pitch swings and first pitch strikes than in a typical ball game. Maggi waits, and the pitch is there over the outer half for a called strike.
Day before the All-Star break.
Yep.
Last day of the season.
So this is one of just, I think, four games on the IL docket that are being played in the evening hours. A lot of day games today. 2-1 pitch. Maggi takes high. Three balls and one strike.
Well, the Clippers did it right here with this final homestand, this last series being Dime a Dog Nights. So if you're going to do Dime a Dog Night, do it in the evening and let folks come out and send the hometown heroes off.
The other way is too much alliteration for you if it were Dime a Dog Day.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
Swinging a foul ball makes it 3-2. Runner at second, nobody out. Maggi batting 215 on the year. Has no homers. He homered 16 times last year. Next pitch inside and hit him. And Connor Pilkington seems very, very frustrated with himself right now. Normally, 11 pitches, as you were talking about, Scott, will get you through the entirety of the first inning on a game such as today, but 11 pitches and a bouncer right in front of Maggi came up and hit him, and nobody out.
Well, here's the other thing. The first day of fall brought with it fall temperatures.
You ain't kidding.
That has changed things quite a bit here because pitchers actually usually prefer pitching in tremendous heat than maybe chilly temps.
Well, here's a double play ball. 6-4, 4-3, twin kill. That'll help. Andy Rodriguez, first pitch swinging. That's more like it.
Yes, it is. And it's easier to get loose in the summer months when it's hot out. All of a sudden, you're pitching, instead of in 75-degree temps, you're pitching in the 50s the next time out.
And it happened overnight.
Overnight.
And it hasn't gone back.
Somebody said that summer clocked out right when its shift ended.
Yeah, there was no hanging around. We got three more pieces to make. Good luck. First pitch to Blake Sable is outside for ball one. Sable, the designated hitter. 295 average in brief time here with Indianapolis. Indy, like Columbus, a lot of players on this roster who are late-season promotions. Next offering, strike called on the inside corner. That was something else that was a little bit surprising. Some of those pitches in the first at-bat against Swaggerty called balls borderline that normally will get a right hand on a day like today. The 1-1. Nobody's calling that one a strike. It bounces 6 feet in front of home plate, kicks to the backstop, and a wild pitch will bring a run home. So yesterday, Indianapolis scored an unearned run without the aid of a hit in the first inning. Two Clippers errors brought a man around to make a 1-0 Indy. Here, no hits, but that is an earned run. Two balls, one strike, the pitch from Pilkington, and it is high. The left-hander has his sign, kicks and fires, and gets a pop-up, third base side. That'll get into the seats, though, foul. 3-2. Yeah, there's just something about the grip of the baseball or something with Connor today that has gotten really out of whack. He has thrown 17 pitches, only six of those for strikes. He fires the 3-2, and it's low and away for ball four. So, the Clippers in the last three games have allowed runs without a hit in an inning. They did it in the first inning yesterday. They did it in the first inning, well, three of the last four. They did it today. And the wrap-up against Toledo, the Mudhens walked it off in the ninth inning without putting a ball in play. There's a fly ball to right field. Nolan Jones over. We'll make the catch in fair territory. First pitch swinging. Brent Sita knows the score. He flies out, and now you know the score. 1-0 Indy after a half.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake. If you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
They're bundled up and stuffing hot dogs in their faces here at Huntington Park. That's a happy fan watching on MILB.TV. Right now, though, the Clippers trail 1-0 after half an inning. Mike Burrows takes the hill, activated today to pitch for Indianapolis. He's been mostly a starter this year, but on the shelf for quite a while. Probably will not go deep into this ball game. More like a bullpen game for Indianapolis. We'll see. First pitch swinging. Richie Palacios hits a high fly ball to right field. Swaggerty back to the warning track. He'll make the catch for out number one. Burrows, 6'2", 195-pounder, just 22 years of age out of Waterford, Connecticut. Pittsburgh drafted him in 2018 in the 11th round. Out of Waterford High School. Baseball America calls him the number 5 prospect in the Pittsburgh organization. We saw their number 2 prospect yesterday when Priester was the starter. Looked pretty good early, but got knocked around as the game went along. Clippers won that one 7-1 after winning 17-1 in game 1 of this series. Oscar Mercado, 1-0 pitch swinging. He pops it up, and I mean right up. At home plate, Andy Rodriguez, the catcher, finally gives way, and it's caught barely in foul territory on the first baseline by the third baseman, Hunter Owen. And two quick outs now. Bo Naylor. Bats third for the Clippers today. The backstop has put together a 2020 season. Several players this year around the minor leagues have done that. But only one is a catcher. Naylor swings out in front of the off-speed pitch. 0-1. Next offering, that's called strike over the outside corner. 27 minor leaguers this year put together a 2020 campaign with at least 20 steals and at least 20 homers. Naylor is the only one who is a catcher. Looks at a breaking ball here, and Andy Rodriguez was set to go around the horn with it. Did not get the strike call from Matt Brown. Naylor remains alive. Open stance in the left-handed batter's box. The pitch. He swings and fouls it away. 1-2. Burrows this year at the AAA level, 1-3 with a 4.10 ERA, 9 starts for Indianapolis, 2 appearances out of the bullpen. Began the year in Altoona. Some of these Clippers might know him a little bit. He pitched against the Clippers once, 2 innings back on July 12th, but he also pitched against Akron in April. Pitch to Naylor, that's downstairs, 2-2. Bo has fashioned a .256 batting average. So the average has gone down as the season has gone along. Recently, the batting average has dipped, but the slugging has stayed very, very strong. He's slugging .517 on the year with a .361 on-base percentage. 2-2 pitch. He swings and bashes the ball to right field. The slug's going up. That one's off the wall, and he will stay at first base. A big turn as Travis Swaggerty played it perfectly on the carom. He hit it too hard for extra bases.
Yeah, that was a pitch right down the middle, and Naylor did not miss. And that's what you like to see here closing out the year. Like you said, a little bit of a dip for him, but has been as big of an offensive threat from behind the plate as anybody we've seen.
Here is Jeanquenzie Noel. Giant right-handed batter with a very strange stance for a man that size. He swings and ropes the first pitch into center field for a base knock. That stance worked out just fine there. Turned around a 93-mile-per-hour fastball. Back-to-back hits for the Clippers here with two down in the first inning. They trail 1-0. And here's Nolan Jones. Jones trying to finish strong. When he was optioned back down from the major leagues, Clippers went to Buffalo. He had 3 homers in that series and then hit a very, very cold spell. Well, he's starting to strike the ball with better authority. The extra base hits are coming back. That's exactly how you want to finish your season, heading into a very important offseason for Jones. Pitch in the dirt, gets away, and everybody up 90 feet. Wild pitch puts him at second and third. Nolan Jones made his Major League debut this year. Played pretty well when he first got up there. The stats fell off a little bit, but Oscar Gonzalez has grabbed hold of right field. Jose Ramirez has got third base on lockdown. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens with Nolan Jones. Do they keep him in right field? The arm is sublime out there. He is a lot of fun to watch throw the baseball. 1-0 pitch. He takes for a called strike. Is there a move to first base in the future?
Yeah, here's the tricky part about the Cleveland organization is right now you have a team in the major leagues that just won a division with as young of a roster as you're going to find in baseball.
And no, quote-unquote, first baseman.
Right.
When does that happen? Pitch inside makes it 2-1. That is such, or has been, such a key offensive position for so long. Now, there are teams that didn't have the big slugging first baseman. You know, those Red Sox teams that won World Series. They didn't really have a prototypical 35-homer first baseman. Two balls, one strike, runners in scoring position. Clippers down 1-0. The pitch to Jones is skied to center field and deep. Heading back, Oliva at the warning track, at the wall, bye-bye! Dead center field, Nolan Jones. Second home run of the series, and that's the way to hit it down the stretch. A three-run job, and the Clippers are on top. And that's why you try and find a place for Nolan Jones to play. Because that power is there. It exists. And when he gets hot, man, he can carry a team. All this action coming with two outs. Jose Tainted to the plate. Game one of the series, and the Clippers got busy scoring 17 runs, a season high. He hit his first AAA homer. Tana, the latest in the cavalcade of shortstop prospects, swings and hits a ball to left center field. It's going to fall in. Jared Oliva tried to play it on a short hop, and then the ball kicked away from him, and it'll be a double for Tana.
I don't know what happened in center field. If Oliva thought that it was going to be hit deeper than it was, or if it was knuckling a little bit, if he was having trouble seeing that ball with these overcast skies. But he kind of laid up, and then not only does he not catch it, but it eats him up on the hop.
We're going to get a visit from the pitching coach. Indianapolis does have a right-hander getting loose. It's 16 pitches so far. Really, to get through six batters on 17 pitches is pretty unusual, but the Clippers have been very, very aggressive early in counts. The first two outs were recorded on two pitches. He had Bo Naylor down in the count. Naylor worked a six-pitch at-bat, turning in a single. Junkenzie Noel singled on the first pitch. Nolan Jones is going to work a count. You know that. So he saw four pitches, but then Jose Tana jumped on the first. And the Clippers have three runs in with a man in scoring position and a 3-1 lead here in the first inning. Here's Gavin Collins, four homers on the year, a .233 average for the Clippers catcher. Designated hitter in this lineup. Looks at a first pitch down for ball one. Next pitch. That's outside. So as I look down to the bullpen, try and find the right-handed reliever who's warming up.
Yep.
Because he's right-handed, I was only able to see the first number is a 1 and the last name begins with an S. Collins hits one up the middle. That's a base knock. Tana's going to be waved around and he will score. And the beat goes on here for the Columbus Clippers, now leading 4-1. Well, here's the problem I have, and I did finally catch who it is, but there are three relief pitchers for Indianapolis whose last name begins with an S. All three have numbers that start with a 1. All three are right-handers. Now, as it turns out, it's Peter Solomon. It could have been Colin Selby or Hunter Stratton as well, but it is Solomon getting loose.
Selby, Solomon, and Stratton. Going to be running commercials for their law
firm. That's right. It sounds like those groups, if you got the mesothelioma lawsuit going. There's Jose Fermin, the eight hitter for the Clippers up here in the first inning. That's always a good sign when in your first crack at it, you got your eight hitter up there. Four runs in for the Clippers, two outs, a man at first base. The 0-1. Breaking ball down. Now over 20 pitches for Burrows. But the Clippers bats have come to play in this series. Very different offensive outputs in the first two games. The Clippers on Monday bashed six home runs. Yesterday, they just dinked and dunked and took advantage of free base runners. Fermin fouls a pitch away to make it 1-2.
today. Five consecutive hits here in the first inning. They're a triple shy of the cycle here in the first. Singles for Naylor, Noel, and Collins. A double for Tana, a homer for Jones. The 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Scooped up by Indy Rodriguez.
Do you realize that the Indianapolis Indians are in fourth place in the IL West? If Columbus beats them, they will finish in fourth place out of 10 teams with a sub-500 record. They're 74-74.
Now, in the old IL West, you would expect the fourth place team to have a losing record.
Yes, because there were four teams.
That's right.
So seven of the 10 teams would have sub-500 records.
Well, here's the other side of that coin. Those other three teams, I haven't checked the PCL standings today, but the Clippers, going into play yesterday when they won their game, were the third best team in AAA.
Yeah.
And had no chance of making the playoff.
20 games over 500.
3-2 pitch. It's up and in for ball four. That may be all for Burroughs. We'll see if Miguel Perez makes his way from the dugout.
Yep.
And, yeah, here he comes. So, Mike Burroughs is not going to make it through the first inning here. We'll have a pitching change for the Indianapolis Indians. The Clippers have two men aboard. They've played at four runs. They lead it 4-1, and we'll be back after this.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Peter Solomon on to pitch, 0-1 with an .871 earned run average, .262 opponent's batting average. It looked like Mike Burroughs was going to have an easy time of it. He threw two pitches today and had two outs with the bases empty. He did not retire a batter after that. Bo Naylor singled. John Kenzie Noel followed with a base hit of his own. Nolan Jones parked one for a three-run bomb. Jose Tena doubled, scored on a Gavin Collins single, and Jose Fermin walked to put him at first and second. Two outs for Mitch Tolman. Tolman wrapping up his first season in the Guardians organization. Came over as a free agent. Played the Giants system last year in AAA with Sacramento. Had a great start to the year. The first 2 months were out of this world. Tailed off as the season went along. First pitch, strike called over the outside corner, 0-1. Injury report brought to you by Mount Carmel. Check them out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. Mike Burroughs was going to be the injury report, coming back off of the injured list today, and so I guess we'll stick with that. He got back to action, and I guess there's something to be said for that before the season came to a close, but it did not go his way today. The Clippers get him for four runs with still two men on his ledger out there on the bases, but Tolman on a check swing is down 0-2. Solomon checks the runner at second base, now kicks and fires, curveball, and that is hit. A long way, bye-bye! Mitch Tolman off the top of the scoreboard brings everybody home, and the Clippers are up 7-1. Caught a hanger. Home run number 11 on the season for Tolman. RBI is 46, 47, and 48.
We're still in the first inning, but this is the same final score we had last night.
My guess is they will not match when it's all said and done.
It's a good way to go out, though, with a bang, big offensive ball game from everybody in your lineup.
Richie Palacios tried to join the home run parade right there with a big empty swing for strike one. Fastball down and in, evens the count. Pair of three-run jacks for the Clippers here in the first inning. One pitch, Palacios swings and fouls it away. Richie talked about this the other day. He swings that bat that has the extended knob. Those of you watching on MLB.tv, you can see it there as he stands in. The knob of that bat is about 2 inches long. Can act as sort of a counterweight. Here he swings in, hits a slow ground ball out to second base. Shackelford has it and throws him out. You're seeing more and more of those over the past couple of years. So Richie's out, the Clippers are out. But a pretty good first inning. They put 7 runs on the board on 6 hits. Nobody left the board after 1. Columbus 7, Indianapolis 1.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, they offer the best prices and trade-in program in Central Ohio. Bring in your trade and Auto Palace will guarantee you $1,500 trade-in value. If it doesn't run, Auto Palace will pick it up for you. Don't have a trade? Then take advantage of their incredible fall special with some vehicles marked down up to 40%. Get approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a free 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Well, the Columbus Clippers did it again. Third time this year they have scored at least 5 runs in an inning. 7-run frame matches their season high. It's the third time they've scored 7 in an inning. They lead 7-1 as we go to the second. Connor Pilkington to the hill. Misses outside for ball one to Aaron Shackelford. Shackelford, the second baseman, to be followed by Hunter Owen at third base and Mason Martin, the first baseman. 1-0 pitch. That's right there for a called strike. Cloudy skies, mid-50s. Fall baseball. Next pitch from Pilkington. A breaking ball fouled away, 1-2. First day of fall felt like it and has ever since. We are below our average temperatures by more than 10 degrees over the past few days. 1-2 pitch, off speed, swung on and missed strike three. First strike out of the ball game. There's Hunter Owen, 269 average on the season for Owen. 8 homers, 37 batted in. Pilkington goes to work and hits the inside corner with a called strike. Fans, if you're listening to tonight's game in your automobile, the Ohio Department of Public Safety would like to remind you to buckle your safety belt. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? 0-1 pitch. That's tall. 1-1 count.
Well, if Connor Pilkington was trying to be too perfect in the first inning, now he's got a 6-run lead to work with, so maybe that'll help a little bit going forward.
2-1 count as he misses low with the off-speed pitch. Kicks and fires. and misses inside with a fastball. He's working at a very brisk pace right now.
Yeah, he seems to be working a lot quicker than he did in the first inning,
agreed,
even before there were runners on base.
Agreed. 3-1 pitch. Popped up, first base side. Jonkenzie Noel drifts into foul territory. And now backpedals toward the field, makes the catch. And Mitch Tolman had to catch him before he fell to earth. That is like Fay Wray trying to catch King Kong. That is a much bigger guy. Noel falling backwards. Look at Tolman. Well, he's like a defensive back. He kind of sat down and broke down a little bit to catch that guy coming toward him.
Yep.
It's like you got a tight end barreling at you. You don't want to try and...
He didn't really catch him. He just kind of put his hands up as a soft landing spot.
That's right.
Maybe out of self-preservation. He didn't want
to be... So Mitch was heading at him. And Jonkenzie Noel is a big guy. It's hard to move around him. So he's got a brace for impact, like that asteroid that NASA crashed a satellite into the other day. It's going to be the most expensive crash landing that's ever happened. And they did it on purpose. Mason Martin now swings at a breaking ball, hits it high in the air to shallow right center field. Nolan Jones over into the gap, makes the catch, and that will be that. For Connor Pilkington, a nice 1-2-3 inning. He puts them down in order, and the Clippers are right back to the bat rack in the bottom of the second, leading 7-1.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
All right, Pepsi-loving football fans, it's time we had a lesson in trash talk. And I'm not talking about that stuff that happens on the field. What I'm talking about is trash, and it's the only thing that belongs in your garbage can. Now, recycling might not be as thrilling as converting a fourth and long, but next time you're thinking about throwing that Pepsi Zero Sugar bottle away, just cap it back up and pretend you're down by six with the recycling bin wide open. Know the difference? Make a difference. Be a team player and recycle. Visit PepsiTrashTalk.com to learn more.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Here come the Clippers in the bottom half of inning number two. It's a dime a dog night here at Huntington Park, and the folks are lined up around the block for those 10-cent hot dogs and one last look at Clippers baseball for 2022. Oscar Mercado fouled out first time up. The Clippers lead 7-1. Wind blowing out as it has all series long. It's the first time in quite a while this year that we have seen wind consistently blowing out at Huntington Park. It has been a weather pattern this year that has suppressed home runs a little bit in what is typically one of the homer-friendliest yards in all of the International League. 1-0 pitch to Mercado. He takes a strike at the knees. And it's 1-1. When this ballpark opened in 2009, no other park really came close to home runs per game until Charlotte opened their new Uptown ballpark, which is even snugger than this place. Down the lines, Mercado takes low, 2-1. Well, the old place in Charlotte, before they raised the right and left field walls, pop-ups would just leave. And even after they raised the walls, the ball would jump out and you'd have a ton of doubles. 3-1 count now to Mercado. Solomon back out there for another inning of work. Right-hander has his sign, goes to work, and nibbled the inside corner for a called strike, 3-2. 7 runs for the Clippers in the first inning. Everything came with 2 outs. 5 straight hits, a walk, and then a homer. Payoff. Lifted high in the air, foul, and out of play on the first base side. We'll do it again. Next Clippers game is, get this, March 31st of 2023 in Iowa. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Good off speed. Ed Mercado out in front. He's down on strikes.
Okay, what was the game time temperature today?
58 degrees.
Okay.
Lower.
Warmer or colder on March 31st in Iowa?
In Des Moines, Iowa, we will have a first pitch that borders on 49 okay. to 51 is my guess.
I'm with you. I would take the under.
That's where I would set the line. I would set the line at 50 degrees.
I think Indianapolis used to. I don't know if they still do an opening day temperature promotion where yeah. if the opening day first pitch temperature is below a certain number, you get a ticket to come back for a different day.
Yep. Bo Naylor at the plate, fouled away the first pitch, 0-1.
Now that will be the first Clippers regular season March game that I can remember.
First one probably in Clippers history?
I think so.
I don't know if you went back to some of the other iterations of minor league baseball in Columbus. You may have an earlier start to the season, but March 31 in Iowa, Clippers and Cubs will play a 3-game series. Home opener is April the 4th against the Charlotte Knights, a team we have not seen since 2019. 0-2 pitch, swung on a miss, strike 3.
Now, this is the first September 28th game. Clippers history.
In Clippers history, it is. There have been games later than this in Columbus baseball history, yeah. but not since the Clippers came around in 1977. Junkenzie Noel takes a breaking ball low.
We had a March exhibition game against the Cleveland then Indians that. Made it a few innings in, a couple innings before.
Did they go 3 innings, I think that day?
I think we were
maybe?
In the third, and the snow came rolling in and snowed us out.
Brought a quick end to that one, and there's not been an exhibition here since. Teams used to do those every year mm-hmm. with their AAA affiliate or their AA affiliate, and very few do them anymore.
Well, pre-interleague play, the Reds and Indians used to play at Cooper Stadium for the Ohio Cup.
2-1 pitch, pop foul out of play.
And that was the final preseason game. It was post-spring training in Florida. Both of them were in Florida back then. And they would come up north and meet in Columbus for one game for the Cup.
Here comes the 2-2, and it's hit hard on a line, but right at Hunter Owen for out number 3. So that'll do it for the Clippers. They go in order in the second. We go to the third. Columbus on top, 7-1.
Hit the road in style this summer in the all-new 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander from Columbus Mitsubishi North. Get a sleek exterior and award-winning interior with seating for 7, plus an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Drive one today with a 2.9% APR for 36 months during the summer sales event at Columbus Mitsubishi North on North High in Worthington. Visit us at columbusmitsu.com or see dealer for details. Offer ends 9/30/22.
At Giant Eagle, we love the feel of fall. Like you, we crave the flavors that come with it, like spiced apple dishes and sizzling game day brats on the grill. Our Giant Eagle app makes it easy to shop with free curbside pickup that saves you time. Just order, pull up, and we'll load it up. It's so easy to take home all things autumn with Giant Eagle.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. By storing our guns safely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
We have played two full innings here at Huntington Park, and the Clippers have the better end of a 7-1 score. Connor Pilkington has not allowed a hit through two innings. He comes out for the third and on for the play-by-play. Here's Scott Leo.
Hey, thanks, Ryan. It is the season finale, and we're glad you're tuned in wherever you may be. First pitch of the inning. Oliva takes breaking ball low.
Connor, what is the opposite of a lid lifter?
That would be the relidding.
Got a coffee can? You unburp it?
Here's a ball chopped foul over on the third base side. So we live in an age of disposable products. You know, we've
That's
moved
true.
In my house to the K-cups for the coffee maker, so it's
Ooh.
It's one and done.
You bad know, for the environment.
Throw them in the trash, right? Maybe recycle them if you have a green initiative. But I do appreciate the fact that in my house we have stuck with, speaking of lid lifting and relidding, we have stuck with the mason jars. And we jar up some things, and mason jars get washed, put back on the shelf for the next use. Because in a world of K-cups and styrofoam, there aren't a lot of mason jars running around. Here's a ball hit foul down the right field side, and that's going to get off the netting down near the Columbus bullpen.
By a strange coincidence, I use a mason jar-like container to store my coffee grounds.
But it's plastic, though.
No, it's glass.
Oh, okay.
Open up the package the coffee comes in and
that's the,
put it in there. It's got the little chalk label thing on it so I can write on what the coffee is.
2-2 pitch. This one's fouled back. I mean,
write the wife little love notes on there. So
there
she
you go.
Goes to make the coffee in the morning. If she's up before I am, she can see those words of encouragement for the start of the day.
So that she'll make some coffee for you?
That's the hope.
2-2 pitch. And boy. Pilkington just misses. And
last day of the season.
Yeah. Ooh. Bo Naylor held it for an extra beat, thinking, okay, well, maybe our plate umpire Matt Brown, maybe he was burping. We'll just give him a second to make the call here. Here's a chopper back to the hill, and Pilkington snags it. The throw to first will be in time and on target, and they will retire Oliva for the first out. My grandmother used to spend Sundays jarring up the veggies and the green beans and all the goodies. Now my kids come in and they're like, hey, throw them in this styrofoam container here and we'll eat on them for a little bit and then just throw the rest in the trash. Here's the 1-1 pitch. This one's fouled back to the screen. Bad for the environment and also bad for the mileage you're getting out of your food.
Oh, sure. It's not keeping it fresh.
Travis Swaggerty is at the plate. It's a one ball, two strike count. Nobody on, one away, and a 7-1 Columbus lead. Ooh, fooled him there on a pitch in on his hands. Checked the swing, or tried to, but he went. And Swaggerty is out on strikes. The nine-hitter out on a chopper back to the hill. The leadoff man put away on strike three. And here comes the former Clipper and two-batter for this Indianapolis club, shortstop Drew Maggi. Here's the pitch, and it's going to be hit on the ground to the shortstop. Easy play for Tenna. The throw is a good one, and that's a 1-2-3 inning. So Connor Pilkington is all smiles now. He is seemingly getting stronger with each inning. We go to the bottom of the third, 7-1 Columbus.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends.
Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
What's better than 100 pieces of pepperoni? How about 150 pieces of Donato's Crispy Pepperoni? Yep, the Pep 150 is back with more of what you love piled edge to edge on that golden thin crust. It's pepperoni topped with pepperoni and more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's, every piece is important.
All right, Pepsi-loving football fans, it's time we had a lesson in trash talk. And I'm not talking about that stuff that happens on the field. What I'm talking about is trash, and it's the only thing that belongs in your garbage can. No, recycling might not be as thrilling as converting a fourth and long, but next time you're thinking about throwing that Pepsi Zero Sugar bottle away, just cap it back up and pretend you're down by six with the recycling bin wide open. Know the difference? Make a difference. Be a team player and recycle. Visit PepsiTrashTalk.com to learn more.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920 WMNI Columbus.
Nolan Jones will lead it off. Columbus batting in the bottom of the third. Alongside Ryan Mitchell, Scott Leo with you on an overcast, chilly late September night. It's been a good season for the Clippers, 84-64. Not good enough to win the division, and that's the only way you make it to the postseason now. First pitch to Jones is outside for a ball, but a chance to finish 21 games over 500 on an odd number. Yesterday was scheduled to be a doubleheader. One game canceled, turned into a single game as Jones swings empty here. Nashville, the winners in the West. Durham, the winners in the East, headed to Vegas. Here's a strike for the single elimination four-team tournament. The 1-2 pitch. Fouled right off the end of the bat. In the Pacific Coast League, El Paso won the East. And Reno won the West. They only have five teams in each division, so their odds are twice as good. Pitch misses low. So it'll be Reno against El Paso. It'll be Nashville against Durham. Then you'll get the IL champ and the PCL champ, and then they'll play each other for the AAA title. Curveball to Jones, low and inside, full count. Here's the 3-2, and Jones swings and flares it into left field. That's going to drop for a base hit. And so Nolan Jones is 2-for-2. Now you look ahead to next year, and as I look out, the Indianapolis Indians were shifting against Jones. They do a lot of it, as does everybody these days. And I think this is going to be the end of the shift for us, because in Major League Baseball, they're wiping it out, making it illegal to have more than two defenders on each side of second base. So you would assume that the same thing will then be applied here in AAA.
Yeah, I would have to think, because, listen, in all other levels of the minor leagues, the shift was banned this year,
right?
Just not at AAA.
AAA, here's a bouncing ball from Tanner to the second baseman. They're going to go to short to get one. That is Maggi taking the throw. No relay. Fielder's choice. 4-6 to put out. One away. AAA has always been a holding tank for your major league team, which is why AAA is usually the only level in the minors where you get players with significant major league experience. You get guys that are in their 30s and the back end of their career still playing, those kinds of things. But what we've seen change is it's become a holding tank for things like rules and schedule.
It's a much more recent development.
Yes. Here's a pitch outside, which is why this was a 150-game season that lasted till the end of September to line up with the Major League calendar, which is why we had the larger bases here already, getting ready to then move those to the big leagues. Pitch misses inside to Gavin Collins. It's a 2-0 count. Tweaking the pitch clock. The shift. 2-0 pitch inside for a ball. Did not come here first, I assume, because they didn't want players to not be able to shift here and then go to the major leagues where they're still shifting this season.
Well, I mean, that makes sense. But the one thing that would belie that is ball four comes here, is the pitch clock exists here. And so you have players vacillating back and forth on rehab assignments, optioned up and down, and that has, I don't know if it's really caused any consternation per se, but it is a huge difference in the way that the game is played, doing it amongst two groups of players that overlap quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, but pitch clock rules were not in effect for Major League rehabbing players.
Correct.
So there was that tweak. Now, what really would have been something is if they said no shift when a Major League hitter was up.
So next year in the majors, right here we've got 14 and 19 second pitch clocks. 14 seconds, bases empty, 19 with men on. They're going 15 and 20 in the bigs. I would assume that they'll do the same in AAA next year.
Get an extra second. 1-0 pitch, curveball down low.
Now, theoretically, if you have 300 pitches a game, which is a lot, that's another 300 seconds. It's only 5 minutes.
Two balls, no strikes, the count. Jose Fermin, the batter. Columbus with runners at first and second. One down here in the inning. Fastball high, 3-0.
I think they would have been fine with 14 and 19 at the major league level, but I think it was a concession. You know, you got kind of the round numbers to make the major leaguers feel a little bit better about it.
I wonder how they came up with 14 and 19 to begin with.
Well, it was based upon, there was research done. Now, let's not forget that the rule book for much longer than you and I have been alive says 12 seconds. There just hasn't been a clock that's been counting it down. The rule was 12 seconds in between pitches with the bases empty. But that was, it was researched and looked at and things of that nature. And in double A and below, it's 14 and 18 seconds. We have one extra second with the base, with men on base.
3-0 pitch almost hit Jose Fermin, ball four. And Columbus has loaded them up for Mitch Tolman, the nine hitter.
Get another one. Clippers have been great with the bases loaded this year. Lead the league with 8 grand slams.
It is pretty fascinating the number of changes we've seen to the game in recent history after essentially no changes for decades upon decades. Here's the first pitch to Tolman. It's in there for a strike. He blasted one out of here off the scoreboard in his first at-bat.
Before 5 years ago, the biggest two changes. The designated hitter, obviously, but then interleague play.
Right.
And outside of those, there were no major changes to baseball.
Here's a pitch that misses low. I guess you would say the consolidation of the strike zone or consolidation of the umpires, the way they did away with having a different strike zone in one league versus the other.
Well, they went away from having league offices.
Right.
The umpires didn't just go to one league or the other.
So there have been tweaks here and there, but it feels like, and maybe it's just because we're in our elder years now, but...
Speak for yourself there, Granddad.
Fast and furious here lately.
I'm spry.
You look it. The 1-2 pitch, and this one's fouled away. Still a ball and two strikes to Tolman.
I think the societal shift has been another. You couldn't make these rule changes in baseball 20 years ago.
I don't think you could.
People would not accept it. But I think the societal shift and change and demographics, I think, has made it an okay environment for these things to happen.
1-2 pitch, hit foul.
In fact, I think it's made it necessary for them to happen.
Pullman stays alive. You know, I think part of it, too, I mean, you and I both remember the 94 strike and the struggle that baseball had just to get back in the good graces of its traditional fan base. Forget bringing in new right. fans. Forget trying to appeal to a younger audience. Just the lifelong baseball fans that weren't going to come back. Here's a base hit. Tolman on the 1-2 pitch, a curveball, grounds it through into right field. That'll score a run, and Columbus leads 8-1.
Big day already for Mitch Tolman. Four RBIs, two hits.
Now batting the left fielder, number 9.
Yeah, now it... I don't know the baseball is... I mean, by attrition, they are losing their older fans, right?
Because sure.
Nobody lives forever. But I think a lot of these rules are meant to keep the fans that they have and also grow the game to a different demographic.
Here's a strike on the first pitch to Richie Palacios.
Now, the fact of the matter is, for many years now, there just hasn't been enough action in the time that a baseball game takes to play.
The 0-1. Downstairs.
And that's what it's all about. The amount of action inside first pitch and last. I don't think anybody cares if a baseball game goes 3 hours or 3 hours and 10 minutes, as long as there's action going on.
The 1-ball, 1-strike pitch is swung on and hit foul. 1-2 now. Palacios is 0-2. He's flied to right and grounded out on a night where Columbus already has 8 runs from 8 hits.
And players are going to be unhappy about it for a while. They'll get used to it. But, you know, it's the players slowing things down that has been the impetus behind all these rule changes.
The 1-2. It's upstairs. I will say that I'm very curious to see, as all these changes keep being made, what happens in the postseason. Because as much as I love postseason baseball, trying to watch a lot of these playoff games in recent years has been tough.
You got to enforce the rules.
Because the
you
games
have to do it.
Last forever. You can say that a regular season game, there's not enough action, but these playoff games, whew. The 2-2 pitch. That's low, and it's a full count.
I listened to a Yankees game the other day. I was out on an evening constitutional trying to hear Aaron Judge. Can he get to 61 home runs? Yeah. They were playing the Red Sox. It was the wrap-up, the game that got rained out. And it was interminable. The Red Sox pitcher, can't remember who it was who was on the hill. It was awful in between pitches.
Called third strike. 3-2 pitch, outside corner. Palacios can't believe it. And he will be the second out of the inning, and Richie's 0-3. Oscar Mercado coming up. Well, Yankees-Red Sox games are notorious for their time of game, for being long. First pitch to Mercado, swung on, foul right at the plate.
Well, and John Sterling couldn't believe it. He was trying to think of who he had on with him. Sweeney? I think Sweeney was on with him. And they were just lamenting the pace at which the game was being played.
Oh, one pitch is outside. I could believe that.
It was unbelievable. It was well over 30 seconds between pitches. Ridiculous. And then step offs, the crowd there started getting on the pitcher.
The 1-1. Here's a pitch foul back. Now, I'm no John Sterling, but this may be the longest final day of the season game you and I have ever sat through.
Yes.
8-1 Columbus. We are in the bottom of the third.
Yeah, for three innings to take an hour on the final day of the season, unprecedented. Sometimes if it's a close game in the late innings, guys start to grind a little bit. This is a different bird.
1-2 pitch is hit on the ground up the line, third base. Hunter Owen fields and throws low, but it's there, and that's the third out. We had a Clippers manager, bad season, many, many moons ago. He'll remain nameless, but he walked through the clubhouse and told the hitters, first pitch swinging, let's get this over with and pick our own friends. It's 8-1 Columbus as we go to the fourth.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, they offer the best prices and trade-in program in Central Ohio. Bring in your trade, and Auto Palace will guarantee you $1,500 trade-in value. If it doesn't run, Auto Palace will pick it up for you. Don't have a trade? Then take advantage of their incredible fall special, with some vehicles marked down up to 40%. Get approved on a newer, lower-mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a free 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Eight to one Columbus. We go to the fourth inning. Andy Rodriguez will lead it off for Indianapolis, and the first pitch from Pilkington is in there for a strike. 45 pitches for Connor Pilkington. No one is in there for a strike. We will check scores from around the International League on this final day of the season. Fly ball hit to left, starting back on it. Not coming in and making the catch is Palacios, one down. Norfolk leads Jacksonville 3-1, top of the third. Scranton over Buffalo 1-0, middle three. Omaha is at St. Paul later tonight. Everything else is a final, unless you were in Rochester where you found out yesterday was the last day of the season. They canceled the game. Here's a ground ball. Second base. Fielding, throwing off balance is Tolman. It's going to pull Noel off the bag. And they will not be able to record the second out of the inning. Yeah, it's been 2 days ago in Rochester because they got rained out yesterday and then wet grounds canceled them today. Everybody go home. Rochester finishes 67-81. Worcester finishes two games over 500, 45-43. First pitch from Pilkington, low for a ball. Two strikeouts for Connor so far tonight. The 1-0 pitch. Swung on, foul tip. It's going to be off the mask of the catcher, Naylor, and goes right back to the screen. One pitch is high. Iowa beats Toledo 4-2. Toledo with that late surge overtook the Clippers for second place in the division. So even with a Columbus win, they'll finish behind Toledo. Here's a ground ball back up the middle, fielded by the second baseman Tolman. Steps on the bag, throws to first. Double play. 4-3 twin killing, and so another good inning for Connor Pilkington. We go to the bottom of four, 8-1 home team.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi. Oh, wow. Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Indianapolis Indians scored first in this game, and it's been all Columbus since then. 8-1 Clippers as we go to the home half of the fourth inning. Cody Bolton, the right-hander, 24 years of age, takes to the bump. 4-2 with a 3.01 ERA, league hitting just 2.06 off of him. It'll
pretty
be Bolton.
Numbers.
Yes, sir. Bolton against Naylor.
Also pretty good numbers.
Yep. Bo Naylor is hitting .258. He's at 15 home runs, 47 RBIs, .362 on base, .516 slugging, .879 OPS. He swings and fouls the first pitch away. It's nothing and one. Here's a strike on a fastball at 95 from Bolton. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball just misses. Nashville lost, but it doesn't help us now.
No.
Memphis beat them on the final day of the season, 8-4. Nashville Sounds finished the regular season 91-58 to claim the IL West. It's a really good team. They've got a lot of veterans. They took care of business.
Different than every other AAA team. I mean, I didn't go and figure the average age of the Nashville Sounds, but it's got to be 4 years beyond the Clippers, probably.
3-2 pitch, foul back. We will do it again here. Well, you know, it was in May they overtook the Clippers for first place. It was actually on Cinco de Mayo. And they never looked back from that point.
Clippers had an opportunity. Week of 4th of July, Nashville came here with first place on the line. And Nashville imposed their will upon the Clippers for five straight days.
Pitch misses upstairs. That's ball four. Naylor draws a leadoff walk. Well, they were the best team. The best team I saw, for sure. And
no doubt.
Because
unquestionably.
Because it's a one-game deal, who knows what's going to happen
right.
In Vegas.
But Durham's hot right now.
Yeah. But Nashville has been the best team throughout the course of this season. First pitch, a ball to Noel.
Okay.
The 1-0. High and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Ground ball back towards the middle. It's going to get through. Maggi looked like he slipped a little bit trying to get to that ball. At first, it looked like Maggi was running in quicksand. And then he went down to his knees. The ball gets through, and it's a base hit for Noel. And the Clippers have him on the corners.
Yeah, that was not the prettiest defensive play Drew Maggi has ever made. We saw him in a Clippers uniform. He can pick it out there defensively, but that one just looked like he was trying to time up his steps to make a diving attempt, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah, you know, thinking about it, it was almost like dirt came out from under his shoes, out from under his cleats, and he lost his footing a bit, but he just didn't get there. First pitch, a ball to Nolan Jones. Well, we saw Drew Maggi make some plays when he was in a Clippers uniform. The 1-0, and Jones looks at a pitch downstairs. 2-0. They're shifting against him here with the first baseman holding the runner on. Maggi swings around to the second baseman's side of the bag. Pitch. It's upstairs, 3-0. Here it comes. Outside, ball four. Jones walks on four pitches. And so Nolan Jones is aboard, and the bases are loaded as the Clippers try to add to an 8-1 lead. Not a bad crowd here tonight for the final game of the season. If you remember back, these games were essentially an add-on. They were not on the original schedule. So considering that, Dime a Dog Night has brought them out. Jose Tena is the batter for the Clippers. He is 1-for-2, has singled and grounded into a fielder's choice. First pitch, a strike on the outside corner. The 0-1. Breaking ball strike. That's a good pitch from Bolton. Curveball right on that outside edge. Tough pitch to hit, and if you lay off, you get the strike call anyway. The 0-2. Another curve. This one stays high. There's a called third strike. Came back with the off speed, and Tano was frozen for strike three. One down. Gavin Collins will be next to the plate. First pitch, breaking ball low. Bolton, 20th pitch of the inning. Deals a strike. fastball. So March 31st, 2023 season opener, but not here. It's in Iowa. It's 184 days from now. Start the clock. Here's a fly ball hit deep to left by Gavin Collins. But it's going to stay in the ballpark. From third, the runner will tag and score. That's a sack fly for Collins on the second out of the inning. And so single, walk, sack fly tonight for Collins, and the Clippers lead this game 9-1. Jose Fermin will stand in with runners at first and second. First pitch, a ball down and outside. Fermin tonight has walked twice. The 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. The heater from Bolton. He's been up to 95 with a fastball. That one was 92. Mitch Tolman waits on deck. Swing and a miss, though, on a 1-1 off-speed pitch, and it's a ball and two strikes to the Columbus third baseman. The 1-2. Breaking ball, bounced foul, third base side. Bolton has the sign. The 1-2. Fermin swings and drives it to left field. This is hit well, but not well enough. It'll be the second straight F7. The last one, a sack fly. This one doesn't get anybody home, and it takes us to the fifth inning. Clippers add one more. It's 9-1 Columbus. Ryan's back with the call.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas.
Hit the road in style this summer in the all-new 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander from Columbus Mitsubishi North. Get a sleek exterior and award-winning interior with seating for seven, plus an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Drive one today with a 2.9% APR for 36 months during the summer sales event at Columbus Mitsubishi North on North High in Worthington. Visit us at columbusmitsu.com or see dealer for details. Offer ends 9/30/22.
4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Inning number five coming at you here from Huntington Park. The Columbus Clippers all over the Indianapolis Indians. 9-1 ball game in the wrap-up of the 2022 campaign. Connor Pilkington back to the mound. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Aaron Shackelford, the batter, swings and fouls away the first pitch, 0-1. Fans, it's time to get outside with a jacket on. Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scotts, let's get to the yard. Get that fall feeding done before your yard goes dormant for the season. There's a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Make it 0-2. Shackelford, Hunter Owen, and Mason Martin due up here. Just one hit, and it was an infield hit that just found the right spot on the right side for Blake Sable. Pilkington fires and misses with a breaking ball. The lone run for Indianapolis came in the first inning when Pilkington walked a pair and hit a man. And a wild pitch brought the run home. One ball, two strikes. The kick and the pitch. That is outside 2-2. Major League Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay, extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Guards lost last night to Tampa Bay in 11 innings. Just swinging a foul ball out of play. Tyler Glasnow back to the majors for Tampa Bay, and he looked pretty good. Gave up one run against the Guards in his three innings. A home run for Gabriel Arias, his first Major League Tater. Congratulations. 1-1 ball game in the bottom of the fifth at Progressive Field. 2-2 pitch. Strike three called on the outside corner. Shackelford put away. One down for Hunter Owen. Indy's parent Cub, the Pittsburgh Pirates, won their game earlier today against the Cincinnati Reds in the Keystone State 4-3 in a battle of teams trying to avoid 100 losses. My guess is they both will fail. The Reds are 60-95. The Pirates are 58-97. A one pitch. That ball's hit a ton. Up in the air, deep to left field. Back on it, Palacios at the warning track, and it's not coming back. A solo home run for Hunter Owen. That doubles the Indianapolis run total, but it is still well shy of what the Clippers have amassed tonight. 9-2 ball game. Mason Martin to the plate. Elsewhere around the major leagues, Tigers at home lead the Royals 2-1. Both of those teams could lose 100 games, but they're going to have to really stumble. Well, actually, Kansas City can't. They are 63-91. The Tigers are 61-92. Important game in the nation's capital. The Braves and Nats are one apiece. Atlanta winning yesterday and the Mets losing. That puts Atlanta and New York in a tie for the National League Central, or excuse me, the National League East Division. Braves and Nats one apiece in the second inning. And the New York Mets playing the Marlins today. No score in the second at Citi Field. Those series wrap up tomorrow, and then the Mets and Braves play head-to-head. Here's a foul ball on the first base side. Three games in Atlanta, and Hurricane Ian may play a factor in that one. There is some talk about if that storm tracks toward Atlanta, what that would mean for those games if they can't play them. Because there's not much time at the end of the season. Right. You could do a doubleheader the day after the season if you needed to. Because it's going to matter a lot this year. Division winner, first round bye. Division loser is going to have the top wild card. One ball, two strikes to Martin. The pitch. That bounces in.
I haven't looked. What's the... I know they play indoors, but what's the Rays situation? Are they home?
Tampa Bay goes home, I think, after the series. They're playing in Cleveland right now.
So they do have... they do go back home.
They have at least one more home series, yes.
Yeah. Well, it's not good down there. I know that.
It isn't.
I'm getting a lot of pictures. We've got a lot of friends and family, specifically in Fort Myers.
There's a swing and a miss on a 3-2 pitch. That is strike three and out number two. Fort Myers appeared to be ground zero for landfall today.
Yeah, my mom has a place down there. My aunt and uncle live there. We've got several friends. That's one of our places we go to visit a lot. Now, the good news is this. The state of Florida
declared an emergency earlier than I can ever remember this kind of thing. And so I heard the governor say today, if you haven't evacuated by now, it's too late, so you're going to have to shelter in place. But he was basically saying, hopefully you left when we told you.
Yeah, they've had a few days.
Yeah, they've been trying to gear up for this. And boy, scary stuff, though.
Could get nasty. 1-0 pitch hit on the ground to the shortstop. Jose Tena has it, flings across the diamond, and plenty of time to retire Jared Oliva. Solo home run from Hunter Owen here in the top of the fifth inning. Gets Indianapolis another run, but the Clippers lead them 9-2 halfway through regulation frames.
The future of recycling is now, and Rumpke Waste and Recycling, the recycling leader, is investing more than $50 million to build North America's largest recycling center, right here in Central Ohio. The one-of-a-kind facility will feature interactive displays, educational opportunities, and the most advanced technology. Rumpke is committed to recycling efforts, and for 90 years, Rumpke has worked to make sure items you place in the bin get used again. Visit Rumpke.com to learn how you can team with Rumpke to put less trash in landfills and more of it to good use.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
One and two due up for the Clippers as we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. 9-1 Columbus. They scored 7 runs in the first, tacked on single runs in the third and fourth innings. New pitcher on for Indianapolis for the fifth inning. Hunter Stroughton. Stratton. 6'4", 225-pounder, 25 years of age, out of Bristol, Tennessee, faces Mitch Tolman. No, it's not going to be Mitch Tolman. Looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter here. David Fry is going to bat. Fry takes high for ball one. My assumption is David Fry will go to third base, and Jose Fermin probably moves to second. Here's the 1-0, and it's swung on and missed. Back to the Major League scores. New York Yankees 3-0 leaders at the Toronto Blue Jays, and everybody is wondering, will they see 61? Here's a swing and a miss at a fastball, 1-2. Aaron Judge at 60 home runs. It's been a while now. I think 8 or 9 games was his longest home run drought of the season. Fry pokes one to right field toward the gap. On the run, making the catch. Travis Swaggart, he takes a hit away. Judge is 0-for-1 today. They keep walking him. He is getting very, very few pitches to hit. And it's hard to hit a home run when they won't throw the ball over the plate. Or even close to it. But the Yankees keep winning. They are now 95-59. Locked into the 2 seed in the American League playoffs. Richie Palacios swings and fouls away a pitch, 0-1. Other action coming up later on. It's a ground ball up the middle, base knock. Palacios 1-for-4 so far tonight. Here comes Oscar Mercado looking for his first hit.
Mercado is now the only Clipper to have not reached base tonight. Jose Fermin does not have a hit, but he's walked twice. Mercado's put together a very good month of September, hitting 375 with 8 multi-hit games. First pitch to him is outside for ball one. As you look at the Major League standings, the Yankees have locked down the East. The Guardians, the Central, and Houston, the West. Your division winners are set. Your three wild card teams pretty well locked down as well. Baltimore is 3.5 games out. There's a called strike to Mercado, 1-1. They could get in. And things are starting to spread out now a little bit. 2 days ago, all three wild card teams were within a game and a half of each other. Well, now Toronto is up 3 games on Seattle, first to third in the wild card, with Tampa Bay in the middle, a game and a half behind Toronto, game and a half ahead of Seattle. So right now, if the playoffs started today, the Guardians would play the Mariners in a 3-game series at Progressive Field.
Yeah, they were starting to spread out.
Next pitch, crushed. Deep left field, Cita back at the wall. Bye-bye! Oscar Mercado joins the hit parade. A 2-run home run. And the Clippers continue to pour it on, now leading 11-1. Third home run of the ball game for Columbus. For Oscar Mercado, his 5th in a Clippers uniform this year. Here's Bo Naylor. Clippers putting an exclamation point on the 2022 campaign here. First pitch swinging, Naylor comes up empty for strike one. In the National League, the Dodgers already have 106 wins. They're the best team in the world, at least during this regular season. That won't mean a whole lot once the postseason starts. A one pitch just off the outside corner. Atlanta tied nominally with the New York Mets. Lead the East. The Cardinals have won the Central Division. Here's the 1-1 to Naylor. That's inside. The Mets tied with the Braves at 97-58 right now is the top wild card team. Then San Diego, then Philadelphia. Milwaukee is alive, a game and a half below the cut line to make the playoffs. 2-1 pitch. That's high, 3-1. So the Brewers could absolutely sneak in. Just a game and a half behind the Phillies, 2.5 games behind a San Diego Padres team that appears to be trending in the right direction. They have won 8 of their last 10 games. 3-1 pitch, swung on and missed, 3-2. It looked for a while like the Padres were just going to fade. They made the big moves at the trade deadline, but those moves haven't really panned out. Josh Hader's been, well, when he first got there, he was just awful. Here's ball four. Juan Soto has not been Juan Soto. After ball four to Bo Naylor, Jeanquenzie Noel comes to the plate. Hunter Stratton got the leadoff man, David Fry, and it was a good defensive play that got him, but since then, single, homer, walk. Noel has 2 hits today and is lined out to the third baseman. The pitch swings and fouls it away. Noel, 32 combined home runs this year between high A and double A. Doesn't have one yet in a Clippers uniform. Deep crouch, front leg pointed straight out at the pitcher's mound. The pitch, he swings and misses at a 94-mile-per-hour fastball, 0-2. talked about it. It's very unusual to see a 250-pound man have a batting stance like that. Next pitch, breaking ball outside. He's made it work for him, though. 2-for-3 tonight, the 1-2 pitch. He chased a breaking ball in the dirt for strike three. Two down now for Nolan Jones. Indianapolis has not put Jones down today. He's got a homer, a single, and a walk. Now, Clippers fans, the Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. All home and road games stream live. The only way to watch the Clippers on any device is on MILB.TV. Go to MILB.TV for details today to get you ready for next season. Jones takes down for ball one.
Clippers have scored 35 runs in the three games of this series. They've scored 6 runs or more in each of their last 5 games of the season. So the offense has done its job here down the stretch, going out with a bang.
It's been the top scoring offense in the league all season long. A goodly chunk of the year, they have been last in strikeouts, first in walks. Jones takes a call strike here. One pitch inside. With tonight's round trippers, they have reached 190 home runs on the year. That is still only good for fifth in the league, though. Next pitch high and tight, 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham has knocked out 211. Memphis 195, St. Paul 194, then the Clippers. Three-one pitch. Got it on the hands, a slow roller to first base. Martin has it, flips to the covering pitcher, and that's out number three. We have played 5 here at the best ballpark in the minor leagues. The Clippers 11, the Indians 2.
Hi, I'm Stan Willis from Willis Spengler Starling. If you have a disability and you are unable to work, it's a very difficult situation. If you or a loved one is disabled and unable to work, check us out on our website at www.willisattorneys.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, better brace yourself, because Papa John's has done it again. Introducing Papa Bowls. No crust, just a whole bunch of those Papa John's toppings you love, baked to piping hot perfection. I'm talking crisp veggies, savory meats, all covered in melty cheese, and those signature sauces. Try flavors like Italian Meats Trio, Chicken Alfredo, and Garden Veggie, or get creative and build your own. Better ingredients, better pizza, now in a bowl, Papa John's.
Hi, my name is Marty Reed. I'm the owner of Frog Hauling. All those lime green dumpsters you see around Columbus, that's Frog Hauling. If you need a clean start, visit us at froghauling.com.
One call dumps it all.
Froghauling.com.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth inning. Columbus Clippers and Indianapolis Indians putting a cherry on top of the sundae that is the 2022 Triple-A baseball season. Clippers fans, you need a free on-your-side review from Nationwide. A local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Connor Pilkington out for his sixth inning of work. First pitch, slider, strike. That pitch was number 69 from Pilkington. It comes into Travis Swaggerty, the leadoff man. He's gone through the order twice, allowed one run, make it two runs on two hits. It's a swing and a miss here to make it 0-2. First inning was a struggle for him, but he has settled in quite nicely. Next pitch, swung on and fouled, in and out of the catcher's mitt, still 0-2. Again, it's one of those nights where it's hard to pick the Phoenix Bats big hit of the game. Phoenix Bats, your hometown bat company, and the official bat of the Columbus Clippers. Pick any one of those three homers the Clippers have hit tonight. Nolan Jones, three-run job, put him on top in the first inning. Mitch Tolman hit an emphatic three-run home run that capped off a seven-run first, and then Oscar Mercado, a two-run home run in the fifth inning to make it 11-2. Here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Travis Swaggerty strikes out for the second time today. Fifth K for Pilkington. No activity for the Clippers in the bullpen. Drew Maggi 0-for-1, hit by a pitch in the first inning, grounded to short in the third. It's a breaking ball that doesn't, stays high and away for ball one. Next pitch. Just off the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. Pilkington back to it and misses outside again, working very quickly here, trying to keep himself warm on a cool night in the Arena District. Best way to do that is work quickly. 3-0 pitch, fouled away.
I almost think Connor Pilkington had trouble getting loose before the game. The way that first inning was going, where he just seemed as if he was off mechanically. And you just wonder if he wasn't able to fully get ready to go in that first.
3-1 pitch, hit on the ground to the shortstop, Jose Tena has it. Sidearm toss across the infield in time. Maggi gets ahead in the count, but grounds out 6-3. And now there is activity for the Clippers in the bullpen. Xavion Curry down there. Member of the starting rotation getting loose.
Connor's been much smoother ever since that first inning.
Agreed. Andy Rodriguez to the plate. 0-2. Time called now. Bo Naylor walking slowly out to the mound to try and buy some time here. And now we're going to get a visit from acting pitching coach Cody Bickell. Rigo Beltran went back down to Florida where he lives to make sure his family is getting where they need to get with the hurricane heading that way. So obviously we hope all good things, not only for Rigo and his family, but everybody down there, that everybody's safe and comes through this whole and in one piece. Home plate umpire Matt Brown just now out to the mound. So obviously if Xavion Curry is the next pitcher for the Clippers, he would have the length to go the rest of the way. Pilkington wants to finish off his outing here by tossing a 1-2-3 inning. To 2, Clippers on top. 11 runs on 11 hits, no errors for Columbus. 2 runs, 2 hits, 1 error, and only 1 man left on base for Indianapolis. Clippers pitching has dominated this series every bit as much as the offense has dominated. First pitch to Rodriguez, fouled away, 0-1. 0-1, up and in. Next pitch. That's low and inside. Two balls and a strike to the three-hitter Rodriguez. Clippers appear to be well on their way to a victory to wrap up the season. Here's a swing and a miss. And if they get it, it'll be a sweep of the series, and they will finish 21 games over 500. Next pitch, hit high in the air and deep to left field. Palacios back. He's at the edge of the wall. He leaps, and that one's going to go into the bleachers. a home run. So Andy Rodriguez hits a solo home run, second home run for Indianapolis in this game, and it's going to be the end of the game for Connor Pilkington. That'll be the final pitch he throws. Here comes Andy Tracy. We'll have a pitching change. We'll come back after these words. Clippers on top, 11-3.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920, WMNI Columbus.
Great night here at Huntington Park to wrap up the 2022 season. Connor Pilkington out of the ballgame after 5 2/3 innings. He is in line for the win tonight. He allowed 3 runs on only 3 hits. He'll make way for Xavion Curry. Curry, the right-hander, born in South Carolina. Came up in Georgia. Childhood teammate with Will Benson. Both made their major league debut the same season. 16 Cleveland Guardians this year made their major league debut. They are the youngest team in Major League Baseball. And for the first time since the New York Mets in 1986, the youngest team in Major League Baseball is playoff bound. It worked out pretty well for that Mets team.
The Miracle Guards?
Somebody's going to come up with a nickname. Curry facing Blake Sable. Sable has come up twice tonight, has walked and has singled. Two down, bases empty. Curry into the motion and fires over but low for ball one. Xavion Curry started the year in Double A. Pitched well for the Rubber Ducks, earned a promotion. And delivers here. It's fouled out of play. Lefty batter, righty pitcher. Next offering, chopped foul off the plate. Curry 4-1 in the Clippers uniform. This is his second bullpen appearance. Both in piggyback situations, 4-1 with a 470 earned run average. Just about a strikeout per inning. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And that retires the side. So Curry gets the strikeout. I'm sure he's got more pitches to throw tonight. The Clippers lead 11-3 as we go to the bottom of the sixth.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us, because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what Mount Carmel is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
Bottom of the sixth here at Huntington Park, and a new pitcher on for Indianapolis again. Joe Jakes will take the hill. Jose Tana to lead things off. Tana had a double in the seven-run clipper first, reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the third, struck out looking in the fourth inning. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Jakes 4-1 with a 3.82 earned run average. Misses badly outside with the first offering, 1-0. Spelled Jacques, but they tell us in the pronunciation guide for Indianapolis, it is pronounced Jakes. And so I will believe them. J-A-C-Q-U-E-S. Two balls and nothing to count. The crossfire lefty comes to the plate and nibbles the outside corner for a called strike, 2-1. 11-3 Clippers. They have led this one basically from pillar to post. Indianapolis got a first inning run. The Clippers scoffed at that and scored 7. 2-1. Breaking ball popped up. Third base side foul territory, and it will. Oh, is it caught? It is indeed. That's a catch. As the third baseman, Hunter Owen, nearly went can over tea kettle, leaning over the dugout railing into the visitor's dugout, and somehow held on for the out. That's an incredible play. Owen got over there, traipsed in amongst the sunflower seed shells, found the railing, and then the railing found his midsection. He reached over. And with a basket grab, boy, it almost popped out of his glove, too. He snow-coned it for the out. Gavin Collins takes a pitch in there for a called strike. Wind blowing out toward just to the right of straightaway center field, I think probably turned that into an out. On a calm day, or if the wind's blowing toward left, that gets out of the range of Owen easily. Collins swings and torches one to left field, but right at Brent Sita for out number two. Jose Fermin now. First pitch to him is a strike on the inside corner. Fermin 0 for 1 with a pair of walks and a run scored. 0-1 pitch misses inside, 1-1. Fermin has knocked out 6 home runs this year, 31 runs batted in, 11 doubles. He's been on this Clippers roster all season long. 1-1 pitch. He fouls it on the third base side off his foot, 1-2. He's getting a fair bit of playing time early in the season, and then as the year wore on and some promotions from AA happened, he saw his playing time diminish a little bit. Playing more down the stretch, though. The 1-2. Up and in, and it hit him. So he'll take his base for the third time today without a hit, helping out the on-base percentage, which has been pretty good relative to his batting average, over 100 points higher. And that'll bring up David Fry. For me, after that hit by pitch, on-base percentage 323, batting average 216. David Fry, 0 for 1. First time up, hit one to the gap in right center field. Travis Swaggerty made a nice running catch to haul it in. Takes all kinds at baseball games. Now 2-0 to Fry. Next pitch. That's high and tight. Fry batting 256 for the Clippers this year, leads the team with 17 homers and 74 RBIs, 108 hits. 3-0, he takes it outside for ball four. Fry's been a nice addition to this Clippers club this year, acquired over the offseason via trade from Milwaukee. Made it to AAA last year, played for Nashville, and actually did a number on the Clippers at the end of the season in the final drive, stretch, extra games, tack on, whatever they wanted to call it last year. But hey, here's more 10 more games for you. Back to the top of the order, Richie Palacios up for the fifth time today. Richie is 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored back in the fifth inning. Keeping an eye on the Cleveland Guardians, still tied one apiece after six innings at Progressive Field with Tampa Bay. Good pitching duel there. Palacios takes a first pitch strike on the inside corner. A 1-1 count to the left fielder. Two on, two out, and the Clippers up 11-3. 0-1 from Jake's fouled back to the screen. Savion Curry in this ballgame. The Clippers, I'm sure, hoping that we can give him some quality innings. Piggybacking with Connor Pilkington. Next offering is outside. Palacios wouldn't chase it. Jakes kicks and deals and gets a swing and a foul into the net above the visitor's dugout. Nobody's catching that one.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see come spring training how some of these roster decisions shake out with guys that have played really well here. They're on the verge. Maybe in another organization they'd be there by now. You know how that goes.
1-2 pitch. Way outside. 2-2. And the Guardians, again, have a offseason of decisions for the 40-man roster. Attrition will probably open up several spots, but you've got a handful of minor leaguers that are going to have to be added to the 40-man over the offseason to guard against a Rule 5 draft that will happen this year. The Guardians added 11 over the offseason last year. And the one guy they didn't add that probably would have gotten taken has been a huge factor in the major leagues, in Oscar Gonzalez. Here's a swing and a miss. Palacios is out. The Clippers are out. We go to the seventh inning, and Scott Leo has the call after this.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Hey Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today.
Together we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
Game on.
Fire to the end zone. Caught on the
nine. Into the house.
Six for the Cats.
Ohio wins.
Runs through everybody, and he sprints. Six
still
for the
on
Cats.
His feet, 35 on the run, and he's gone.
Got into the north side house for six for the Cats.
And you could paint this one green and white.
This Saturday, the Bobcats open MAC play as they head to Kent to take on the Golden Flashes. Pre-game begins at 2:30 on your home for Bobcats football. The Ohio Sports Network from Learfield.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We go to the seventh inning and unprecedented times with late September baseball here at Huntington Park. 150 game, or 149 as it turns out, game season. Doing stuff that has never been done before. And here at the end of the sixth inning, Relish wins the hot dog race, creating a very unscripted three-way tie, which means we'll have a runoff. The end of the eighth inning. Every hot dog for themselves. Winner, take all. Curry stays on to pitch here for Columbus in the seventh. It's 11-3 Clippers. Columbus getting seven runs in the bottom of the first inning after Indianapolis scored one in the top half. Clippers added another in the third, one in the fourth, two in the fifth. Here's a strike. I think the most disappointing part of what's happened here with the hot dog race this season is the lead that Mustard blew in the month of September. Had the shirts printed up. The parade was scheduled. Champagne was on ice. Swing and a miss on a 1-2 fastball. Curry, not doing anything fancy there. A hard heater to get the strikeout, one away in the seventh. And so now it's going to come down to one last hot dog race. And really, if you're the guy that blew the lead, the pressure's on you. Aaron Shackelford. Here's a ground ball hit right into the teeth of the shift. It'll be into shallow right field where the Columbus second baseman picks it up and throws him out. 4-3. Jose Fermin now over there at second base. If you're Relish, you're running with house money. Hunter Owen, the batter. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, short hops the plate. The 1-0. Right there for a strike, and it's 1-1 to Owen. The pitch. Strike two. Fastball, 92 on the gun. And the 1-2 offering. Oh, boy. Just misses. I'm not sure if that was off the outside corner, but it was close. Some Clippers defenders taking a step towards the dugout, thinking that was the third out. Two-two pitch. Down and away. Full count. Payoff pitch. Off that outside corner. So it's ball four. And Mason Martin will stand in with two away. Martin tonight has flied to right and has struck out. Strike one. It's a nothing and one count to the Indianapolis eight hitter and first baseman. Swing and a miss on the 0-1. Curry, the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Good sequence of pitches there from the Columbus right-hander. That'll take care of the Indianapolis 7th. It is stretch time in the Arena District, 11-3 Clippers.
What's better than 100 pieces of pepperoni? How about 150 pieces of Donato's Crispy Pepperoni? Yep, the Pep 150 is back. With more of what you love piled edge to edge on that golden thin crust. It's pepperoni topped with pepperoni. And more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's. Every piece is important.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi. Oh, wow. Pause that. Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
Bottom seven, Clippers leading 11-3. Putting a lid on the 2022 season. Clippers trying to win the finale, trying to sweep Indianapolis in this three-game series, trying to make it four wins in the last five games, trying to finish 21 games over 500. Oscar Mercado at the plate for Columbus. One ball, one strike. Pitch misses down and away. Mercado tonight has popped up, struck out, grounded out, but last time up he got into one homering to left. Swings and fouls this one back to the screen. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground, third base. Stays fair just inside the bag, but it'll be fielded there by Hunter Owen. And the long throw across is a good one for the out. One down. Bo Naylor to the plate. Naylor has two hits in this game. A single in the first. Here's a swing and a miss. He's also walked twice tonight. So Naylor's at .258 with his batting average. His on-base percentage has climbed to .367. Getting his fifth at bat of the game in the seventh inning. That's how you know it's been a good night for the offense. One, two pitch down and away. Check swing. He did not go. On the appeal down to third base, umpire Derek Thomas making the call. Called strike on the 2-2. Naylor's out. Who's the Weather Channel guy they always send out in the Hurricanes? Jim Cantore? Cantore?
Is it Cantor or Cantore?
Is it Cantor?
I don't know. He was blowing all over the place.
He's
today.
Down there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was a video going around. A big tree branch came in. I mean, listen, it's not a funny situation, but when you put yourself in that situation and a tree branch knocks you in the face,
yeah,
I can chuckle at that. Listen, we know there's a hurricane. We know the weather situation is terrible. You don't have to stand on a street corner with 100-mile-per-hour winds and rain coming in sideways.
Now
to state the obvious.
You studied mass communications in college, as I did, so you know that's called spot news.
Yes.
Here's a high pop-up down the right field side towards the bullpen, and it's going to land on the bullpen mound. No catch made by Mason Martin. And you know as well as I do that the mass communication theory there, the science behind it, even, you would say, is that people are more likely to believe your coverage if, when you are covering the story, instead of standing in the studio talking about it, you are standing outside wherever the news is happening.
That's true. It's also ridiculous.
So there's a hurricane. Go stand in the middle of it. Here's strike three, and that's actually going to be the third out of the inning. That's going to be the end of the seventh. Noel's out. Clippers are out. We go to the eighth. It's 11-3, Columbus.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We go to the eighth. Carlos Vargas on to pitch for Columbus. It's 11-3 Clippers. Vargas 1-0 with a 1 ERA in a Clippers uniform, and he will be called upon here one final time. He'll pitch to Jared Oliva, who has been put down twice in this game, a one-hopper back to the mound and a ground out to the shortstop. First pitch, a strike. Oh-1 down and away. Here's the pitch. Chopper back up the middle. That's going to be off the glove of the pitcher. If he lets it go through, they get the out there, I think. But it's deflected towards the shortstop, and Oliva will have his first hit of the game. He's now 1-for-3. And we're back to the top of the order for Travis Swaggerty. Take a look at those International League scores. One final time. They're in the seventh inning at Norfolk Harbor Park. Jacksonville leading Norfolk 4-3. Tides need to win that game to finish 500. Other than that, not a lot of drama. First pitch, down low, ball 1. 98 on the gun from Vargas to Swaggerty. Here's a strike. Swing and a miss on the 1-1. They are in the seventh inning at Scranton, PNC Field. Rail Riders leading Buffalo 3-0. Both those teams will finish above 500 in that IL East division. So here's a ground ball to third. They'll go to second for one. Relay on. It'll actually be the shortstop on the shift. So that's going to be 5-6-3, a double play as Swaggerty hits it. Oh, no, they called him safe at first base. Safe at first, so they'll get the lead runner on the ground ball opposite the shift with David Fry playing all by himself over there. Fry able to get one out. Now a double play gets you out of the inning. Drew Maggi's the batter. Defense gets back to traditional lineup here. Swing and a miss on the first pitch. It's 0-1. This one's well high. So we were talking about the IL West with only three teams that are going to finish above 500. In the East, depending on what happens with the Norfolk Tides tonight, Maggi late getting around on a 97-mile-per-hour heater from Vargas. Six teams are guaranteed to be above 500, and Norfolk could be at 500 if they win. Three teams going into the last day of the season guaranteed a losing record. Rochester, Syracuse, Charlotte. Maggi swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and there are two away. Columbus with a .568 winning percentage. That's better than everybody in the East except for Durham. Clippers win tonight would equal Durham's record minus what they did today. Let's look. They won. They beat Charlotte 9-5. So Columbus a half game worse than the team that won the East. Here's a strike. Andy Rodriguez is at the plate. It's a 1-1 count. Some folks would, maybe by this time of the night, 8-run game, be headed for the exits, but they realize now you've got the tie-breaking hot dog race coming up. Rodriguez lines it into center field, and there'll be two on base. That's a single for Andy Rodriguez, his second hit of the game. Homered earlier. Blake Sable to the plate. Omaha and St. Paul, scoreless middle of the second at CHS Field. Lehigh Valley beat Syracuse today to wrap up the season. Iron Pigs finish four games over .500. Another rough year for Syracuse, 21 under. You have to look this up. Who's had a worse decade? Syracuse or Louisville? Pitch misses low. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Sable cuts empty. That one ran in on the hands of the lefty batter. Hitting an even 300 on the season now. He has walked, singled, and struck out tonight. I'm not sure. What the final count would be, but I know that both Syracuse and Louisville have had their share of sub-500 seasons in recent history. Louisville won today to beat Gwinnett. To finish 60-90, 30 games under.
Yeah, the Bats won the West in 2010, and that may well be the last year they finished with a winning record.
I think it might be. I feel like we've looked this up recently because we've talked about how they've struggled. Check swing, doesn't matter. He went. Sable's out. Strike three. Vargas gets through the inning. We go to the bottom of the eighth, and it's 11-3 Columbus.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us. Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling about the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Go to the bottom of the eighth inning. 11-3, Columbus. Scott Leo, Ryan Mitchell with you. So glad you're tuned in as we bring the curtain down on the 2022 season. Nolan Jones is going to lead off the inning. Noe Toribio is going to be the pitcher for Indianapolis. He takes over. Jones has had a finale. He has homered, singled, and walked. He grounded out last time up. First pitch of ball, the 1-0. In there for a strike. And the count is even. The 1-1 pitch. Down low. Two balls, one strike. Activity starting in the Columbus bullpen. Toribio's pitch is a strike on the off speed. Getting back to those International League scores, wrapping it up. Memphis doubled up Nashville 8-4 at First Horizon Park. Sounds finished the regular season 91-58. A Clippers win here would make it a six-game difference in the end. A Toledo loss at Iowa today, 4-2, means Mudhens will finish 4.5 back, but a game and a half better than Columbus for second place. This one's fouled.
It's Tim Herron down in the bullpen for Columbus, the big left-hander getting loose.
Likely the final call to the bullpen. The pitch. 3-2s. Hit high in the air, down the left field side, moving over into foul ground and circling back. The catch is made, and there's one down.
Hailing the shortstop, number 2, Jose Tejada.
Jose Tejada to the plate. He has singled in this game, his only hit. Fielder's choice. Called out on strikes. Popped up to third in foul ground. First pitch, ball one. The only game that didn't get played today on the final day of the season, as we told you, was in Rochester. Worcester at Rochester. Second day in a row they were canceled. Not postponed, but canceled.
There was a lot of that that went on the last 3 or 4 days. You mentioned earlier, these games were not on the original docket. We were scheduled to play 144, and then Major League Baseball said, hey, let's put six more on there, keep teams playing a little bit longer.
Here's a ball hit towards the alley in right center, hit well, that's going to get down. Two bases coming here. It'll be a one-out double for Jose Tena, and the Clippers have a man in scoring position for Gavin Collins. These teams were supposed to play a doubleheader yesterday.
That's correct.
And that got consolidated to a single game. With nothing in the standings at stake. Both teams agreeing to just play one. Gavin Collins. First pitch, a strike. The 0-1. Tapper foul off the end of the bat. Turibo gets the sign again, and the Indianapolis right-hander kicks and pitches. Swung on, driven to center field. Hit pretty well. Oliva going back, and he's going to make the catch as he gets to the warning track. Tagging is the runner from second, advancing to third, and there are two down. Jose Fermin to the plate. At the end of this eighth inning, it will be the hot dog race to end all hot dog races. First pitch, a strike to Fermin. Has walked twice, flied to left, and been hit by a pitch. So officially, he's only 0 for 1. A one pitch cut on and missed. Nothing in two. Trying to get one more home in the bottom of the eighth with an 11-3 lead. Clippers have out-hit them 12-5. The pitch. Fouled back, straight back. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on an 0-2 offering. Fermin is out on strikes, and this game goes to the ninth inning. Big hot dog race coming up to determine the champion. And back with the call when we return is Ryan Mitchell.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
CDLA truck drivers. Sharp Transit is hiring in your area for local and overnight drivers where you can earn $75,000 to $90,000 plus per year. Our local drivers work a five-day on, two-day off schedule and get home every day. Overnight drivers work a four-day on, three-day off schedule and can expect to spend 3 to 4 nights out per week. Not a fan of sleeping in a truck? We get it, which is why Sharp Transit provides hotel rooms for all our overnight drivers, where you can relax, watch a good movie, sleep in style, and be well rested for the next day. Are you ready to increase your earnings and improve your lifestyle? Give us a call at 833-501-3608 for more information and to get started in the application process. We look forward to speaking with you soon.
4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Well, the hot dog race has come and gone. Each competitor held the belt at some point during the race, but when the dust settles and the sunflower seeds fall to earth, it is Mickey Mustard with the win here on the final night of the 2022 season.
At least all the shirts I had printed up 2 weeks ago will not go to waste.
Yeah, they will. For the Indianapolis Indians, it'll be 5, 6, and 7 due up. Brent Sita to lead things off. Aaron Shackelford and Hunter Owen to follow. And the big left-hander, Tim Herron, is on to try and put a bow on the 2022 season. First pitch, fastball, strike. Carlos Vargas gave up two hits in a scoreless inning. The pitch. Up and away. 1-1 count. ...11-3, Clippers on top. They've led it from the get-go. The pitch, swung on, fouled away. Indianapolis got a run in the first on a walk, a hit batsman. Another walk and a wild pitch. Clippers scored 7 in the first to break this thing wide open. And they've not looked back. The 1-2, got him, swinging at a fastball. 94 on the gun on a cold night. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun here at Huntington Park. Only a few more of those until 2023. Lefty-lefty matchup now with Aaron Shackelford, 0 for 3 with a pair of strikeouts. Overshift on against him. And a breaking ball misses high and tight. Jose Fermin, the Clippers' second baseman, set up 20 feet into the outfield grass. That will not be allowed after today. The 1-0, net breakers in for a called strike, 1-1. One. 1-1, swing and a miss. Aaron working quickly. Good pitching for the Clippers in this series. Outstanding hitting. Aaron ahead in the count, 1-2. And the pitch. Breaking ball, strike 3. Called over the inside corner. Great pitch. Well, some thank yous have to go out. The people behind the scenes here at Huntington Park in the TV production room. Larry Mitchell, Pat Welch, their crew, everybody over there doing a great job. Yoshi up on the video board back in the WMNI Studios, Kevin Minard tonight, spinning the dials, Tracy Watson for a lot of the season as well. There's a called strike on a breaking ball, 0-1. This Clippers broadcast doesn't happen without all those people, video and audio. The 0-1, check swing, he went 0-2. Indianapolis has one strike left in their season right now. The pitch. Breaking ball low. The 1-2. Fly ball to center field. Oscar Mercado ranges over toward right and makes the catch for out number 3. And that puts a bow on the Clippers' 2022 season. For Columbus, 11 runs on 12 hits, no errors. They leave 9 on base. Indianapolis, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. They strand 4. And for the Clippers, one final time. Handshakes out on the field for the victors. 85-64, how the Clippers finish up the 2022 season. For everybody involved in Clippers baseball, putting it on and tuning in. We thank you for how it has gone this year. We will see you in 2023. Postgame Show on Radio coming up after this.
At Giant Eagle, we love the feel of fall. Like you, we crave the flavors that come with it, like spiced apple dishes and sizzling game day brats on the grill. Our Giant Eagle app makes it easy to shop with free curbside pickup that saves you time. Just order, pull up, and we'll load it up. It's so easy to take home all things autumn with Giant Eagle.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
What's better than 100 pieces of pepperoni? How about 150 pieces of Donato's Crispy Pepperoni? Yep, the Pep 150 is back with more of what you love piled edge to edge on that golden thin crust. It's pepperoni topped with pepperoni and more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now, get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's, every piece is important.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Well, back here at Huntington Park for one final time in 2022, the Columbus Clippers put the finishing touches on a very good season. Unfortunately, there will not be any playoffs for the Capital City Warriors just due to the way the season kind of played out with the division alignment and the playoff format, the Columbus Clippers will finish with a record that would have put them a half game out in each of the other three divisions, but they finish well out of first place in the IL West behind Nashville, the team with the best record in all of AAA baseball, and behind the Toledo Mudhens, who had the second best record in all of AAA baseball. Tonight in the finale, the Clippers scored early and often, giving up the first run, but scoring 11. And they just blitzed Indianapolis the entirety of this three-game series. The Clippers won yesterday 7-1, 17-1 in the opening game. And tonight, 11-3 was the final score. So as we put a bow on the 2022 season, the final lines tonight, Indianapolis, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error, and 4 men left on base. The Clippers, 11 runs, 12 hits, no errors, and 9 men left. Connor Pilkington gets the win, finishes at 3-5 on the year. Mike Burrows gets the loss. He is 1-4. This game was played in front of 8,626 in Huntington Park, and it took 2 hours, 38 minutes to play the final game of the season. 80 players for the Clippers this year, 216 roster moves, and 16 men sent to the major leagues to make their debut, and a few others that had been there before to help out the Cleveland Guardians, who are playoff bound. So, still some things to pay attention to, obviously, for the remainder of the 2022 baseball season. Again, our thanks to Kevin Minard back in the studio and Tracy Watson doing a great job at WMNI, and hopefully we'll have everybody back next year as part of the Clippers broadcast one final time tonight. This is Ryan Mitchell saying for Scott Leo, the Clippers beat the Indianapolis Indians by a final score of 11-3. Thank you for joining us every single night throughout the course of the longest season in Clippers baseball history. We played 149 games. Next year was scheduled for 150. We'll see if we can get there. We'll talk to you then in the 2023 season. Until then, this is Ryan Mitchell saying the Clippers beat Indianapolis tonight. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.